From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Researchers at the University of California, Davis are studying agave plants as a potential drought-tolerant option for California farmers. The research is centered around agave genetics, virus susceptibility, pest control, soil management, and crop productivity. Agave, used to produce tequila and mezcal in Mexico, can be distilled into spirits used as a fiber or converted into a sweetener. And the House Ag Committee held a hearing over concerns of foreign influence on American agriculture, specifically the influence of China. Ranking Member David Scott says keep in mind that China is an important trading partner to the U.S. The Georgia Democrat says we need a thorough and policy-heavy conversation so we can help American farmers and our agricultural system navigate the issue. He also pointed out China is America's largest trading partner. The National Corn Growers Association expressed concerns and disappointment with the EPA's final 2027 through 32 tailpipe emission standards. NCGA says the plan still relies almost exclusively on using electric vehicles, a decision that will have long-lasting impacts on the rural economy because it ignores the benefits of ethanol. Economists say the large drop in corn demand will lead to a permanent 50% decrease in the price of corn, which could cost well over $100 billion in farmland values.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.